Sagt der Heilige Mishnah weiter, Masechta Shviyos, Perik Beis, Mishnah Ches. Once again, we have to know when something starts growing one year and finishes growing the other year, what's the birthday? We have to know which year it is in regard to Maisris. We have to know whether it's a Shemitah Peri or not. And there are many other reasons, al pi halacha, that we would have to know. Zak the Mishnah Reb Shimon Shezuri, Yomer, Reb Shimon Shezuri says, Poil HaMitzri, plants of Egyptian beans. Here it depends. Shezeroi lezera, if they were planted to use as seed. Sometimes you plant things, not to eat it, but you want to use it as a seed. And that was my intention all along. I'm not planting things to eat, I'm planting things to use as seeds, to plant for more. Shezeroi lezera batchila, that was my plan to start with. So the din is kayoitzeben, they have the same halacha as the oiris doichen, progen, and shumshimen that we learned about in the previous Mishnah. And what's the din with those four things? Depends when they take root. If they take root before Rosh Hashanah, they have a din of that year, of the year before. If they take root after Rosh Hashanah, they have a din of the next year. So if they took root during the sixth year, it's not a Shemitah Peiri. It doesn't have the Kiddush of Shemitah Peiris. If it took root during the seventh year, it is a Shemitah Peiri. Let me ask you something. Is the same true in regard to Maisris? Yeah, sure. Let's say it took root during the seventh year and finished growing during the third year. So even though it finished growing during the third year, when you give Maisr Ani, because it took root during the second year, you give Maisr Sheni. But let me ask you something else. Go ahead. What if he didn't plant it to use as seed? He planted it to eat. Oh, then it has been like other vegetables. Goes after the year, you would pick it. Wait, so two people plant Poil HaMitzri. If you're planting it for seeds, its birthday is the previous year. If you're planting it to eat, then it goes after the year that you would pick it, and that's the next year. Right. Why? What difference does it make why he planted it? Ah, let me explain it to you. The types of Poil HaMitzri that you would plant for seed, the nature of this brand is that they don't ripen at the same time. And you don't pick them at the same time. So you can't say, well, it depends when they ripen. It depends when you pick them. There's no one time. That was the problem with the Oiriz and the Daichen and the Progen and the Shumshin. And that's why they have a different set of rules. It depends when it takes root. On the other hand, the type of Poil HaMitzri that's used for food, it's a little bit different. That does get ripe at the same time. You pick it at the same time. That's what it has the same din as other vegetables. Zok the Mishnah weiter. Rabbi Shimon, I'm Rabbi Shimon says, Afunin hagam loinin. It's a certain kind of large bean. Kayotzeben. They have the same din as the Poil HaMitzri, as the Egyptian bean. In other words, why are you planting it? If you're planting it to use as seed, depends when they take root. If you're planting it for food, then goes after when you pick it. Rebbe Lazar says, Afunin hagamloinen. You know what the halach is with these large beans. Let me tell you a chiddush, says Rebbe Lazar. Their birthday is going to be the previous year if Mishaturmalu lefnei Rosh Hashanah. What does this mean, Mishaturmalu? This type of thing that grows, at one point, it gets very hard. And it becomes like it's laying in a wallet. That's how the Mefarshim explain it. Turmel is a kind of a bag, a pod. So if they reach this stage before Rosh Hashanah, says Rabbi Lazar, these large beans are considered last year's beans. If they reach this stage after Rosh Hashanah, so it's that year. It's whatever the year is after Rosh Hashanah. Okay, so housing over our Mishnah, Rabbi Shimon Shezuri told us, the Egyptian bean starts growing one year, finishes the next year. Which year is it? I have to know. I have to know in regard to Shemitah. I have to know in regard to which Maaser. Some years, there's Maaser Sheni. Some years, there's Maaser Ani. By the way, a third reason I would have to know is you can't take off Maaseris from payers of one year for another year. So I have to know which year payers they are. Either way, when it comes to the Poil HaMitzri to Egyptian beans, it depends why you planted them. If you planted them for seeds, this type of bean, they don't tend to get ripe at the same time. So we can't make that the shear. You don't pick them at the same time. Therefore, the shear is whenever they take root, just like the Oyrez and the Doichin and the Pragin and the Shumshim that we learned about in the last Mishnah, in Mishnah Zayin. If you plant them for food, then it's like other vegetables, it goes after when you pick them. Whatever year you pick them, that's the year. Rav Shimon told us, large beans, a certain type of large beans, also have the same halacha. Meaning to say, if you planted them for seeds, then it depends when it takes root. And Rabbi Lazar told us, when it comes to these large beans, it depends when they formed these pods. When it became like this, it's laying in a bag. If it happened before Rosh Hashanah, then they go after the year, whatever that year is before Rosh Hashanah. After Rosh Hashanah, and even if it took root before Rosh Hashanah, according to Rabbi Lazar, it goes after the next year. In other words, when they're going to be picked the next year.